It is Friday, December 29th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. It's the year-end edition Morning Mix. JW here with the one and only Christy Dillaway. We present live local music events in the Wasatch Back. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what's cooking for the weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a year-end edition of our show, and we're going to wrap up the year and inspire people to head boldly into the new year.
Well, we need a little bit of that, that's for sure. We need
the bold or the new?
The new and the bold.
Let's leave some things behind that don't serve us anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so our rundown of our guests today, we have our musical guests Elizabeth Harza and Aaron English. They are just back from a 50-date tour through Europe. They are boldly going where they have not gone before. We're happy to have them back to tell us about their tour. Then we're going to be joined by Kyra Wong. She is a posture therapist. And, you know, sometimes I think we carry things in our posture that are holding us back. And so she's going to talk to us about how to move more freely, followed by Mike Wong, who is an entrepreneur, and he's the advisor to the PC Caps program at the high school. And they have created this kinetic sculpture that's going into the PC Mark. And we're going to find out about what the status of that is and about taking risks and being creative. And then finally, we're going to throw in some weekend events because, you know, you want to know what's going on. And then we're going to talk to Lisa Labone. She is a life coach and author. And, of course, this is the time of year where we all need to think again about what can we leave behind in this year and how do we shed the things that are...
You know what's interesting? When somebody mentions posture, you immediately kind of put your shoulders back and sit up straight. But I tell you what, if there's anything in our posture, Christy, that's holding us back, then I want to get it eliminated. So maybe this person can help us. God knows we could use some help.
Do you ever worry that someone takes one look at you and just creates a big assessment in their mind instantly?
Oh,
like, on the shoulders. I see it. I know all your story.
Yeah. You know, Stephen King would not allow a Ouija board in his house. I mean, he was actually very spooky. Mm. You know, he didn't like that kind of stuff. And my ex-wife brought somebody to a party that we had once that was going to read our fortunes and things like that. And she came in and she met a friend of mine and she immediately burst into tears. So I thought it, you know, it was just kind of strange. But yeah, you want to hear good news.
Yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
This will be the year-end edition of the Morning Mix.
Right, and as you said, Elizabeth Harz and Aaron English are our musicians for the guests, so we're going to take a short break. When we return, we will introduce them. Well, they don't really need an introduction, but we're going to introduce them anyway and yak with them, and they're going to play a song for us. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Don't touch that dial.
Support for KPCW comes from the Crandall family, owners of the New Park Amphitheater, site of the New Park Concert Series, and numerous other community events.
Hi, I'm Tom Pettigrew from Park City Mountain and a proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain instructors share their love of skiing and snowboarding with guests, helping them improve their skills and enjoy the mountain. More information on Ski and Snowboard School and other programs at parkcitymountain.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway. 50 gigs, 55 days in Europe. Aaron English and Elizabeth Harza, our musical guest for the hour. How'd you guys do that in Europe? Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Actually, hold on, wait. Let me wake Aaron up real quick because we're trying to sneak naps in every chance that we get.
You guys look pretty good. Looks like you're adjusted.
We've done nothing but sleep since we got out.
Yeah. Good.
It's pretty grueling.
Yeah.
It is a curiosity, though. How do you put together a big tour like that? I mean,
you get
almost
an errand.
2 months straight.
Yeah. You get an errand. Someone who wants to send thousands of emails. We don't work with a manager, so we're just starting this duo project together. It's less than a year old. So Aaron got on the horn and was booking this tour and sent thousands of emails and then just was really good about following up. And each time we tour, this is our third European tour this year.
Wow.
So at each time we've been there, we just build the fan base and we reconnect with people. You know, Aaron has a charity, the International Youth Music Project. So we find different organizations that we can team up with to work with and spread the word about that charity, play music, work with the kids. It's a really cool, really cool thing.
Wow, fantastic. Tell us what the highlight or a couple of highlights from your tour.
Okay. The number one highlight of the tour was we were in Tilburg, which is south in the Netherlands, and it was a weekday. And Aaron tells me, he had booked these shows, so I knew nothing. I didn't know what to expect. I was just showing up with him. And he said, well, it's a theater, it's a big stage, there's a sound system, and they're only opening for us to come. I'm like, it's a weekday, people have work tomorrow. Who in the world has heard of, or who in Tilburg, Netherlands has heard of English and Harza? This is our first time in this town. And I was so stressed out. And we show up and people just came out, they were there, and it was a full house. Everyone listened to the music, they loved it. And at the end, everyone grabs musical instruments, meets in the center of the dance floor area, the venue floor area, and they have a 30-minute sing-along, and their final song is a thank you song to us for coming to play music at their venue and asking us to come back, to the tune of the song that we are going to play for you today.
Wow.
It was so funny.
That's pretty good.
It was like heaven. It was a dream come true. Just the highlights all around are the audiences. People value music as culture. You can be in a noisy bar, and as soon as you get up there and your set starts, people put down their silverware. They put away their conversations for a bit, and they turn and listen to music. And then you have a break, and they socialize again, and then it's quiet again, listening to music. It's just the most beautiful thing.
Sounds like a musician's dream.
It really is.
Very civilized.
Well, I think we got to hear that song.
Absolutely. It's called Out of the Fog, but since there was a bit of a language barrier, the guy who was singing to us was singing, "We love you both." So instead of Out of the Fog, but we like that line too.
This is live on the Morning Mix, Elizabeth Harza and Aaron English.
Plans for me, out of the fall,
out of the fall.
The sun will rise. Reveal yourself. No compromise. I'm standing here on holy ground. Longing to see your plans for me. Out of the fall. Out of the fall. Out of the fall. Out of the fall.
I love you both.
Very nice.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, you know, you got to take risk, and we may take some risk right now because someone keeps calling. Maybe they've got a report for us, so we're going to take this really quickly. Listener, you're on the line. Hello.
Hi, I was just calling about a dog that I called in lost last night.
Yeah.
Sorry, I think I'm on. We found the owner, so I just need to remove the lost.
Oh, sure. And which dog is that?
It is a gray and black terrier with a red reindeer sweater.
Oh, we will take care of that. You must be happy to have your doggy back.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate all your help and all that you guys do for our community.
Yeah, and what's the name of your dog?
Actually, I'm the person that found the dog.
Oh, you found the dog. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, excellent. Back with its owners. Thank you for your help.
Yeah. But we've connected with the owner.
Another happy dog owner. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, excellent. Another mystery solved.
Another solved. Hey, can you tell us what the mystery of the weather is going to be?
Well, it's currently 27 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. We'll have a high today of 45 under mostly sunny skies. Saturday, it's going to start out real sunny, and then there's a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. National Weather Service is quantifying the probability at 20%, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. If you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Saturday night, 20% slight chance of snow again. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 42. New Year's Day, we'll have a high of 40 under mostly sunny skies. And I really don't see any snow in the forecast. But then again, I would say...
Brian McInerney was just on with Leslie.
Things could
he
change.
Made it sound like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She asked him for good news, and he said he didn't have it. Sorry. Unless you want to get a good skier tan. You know, it's hard to get that tan underneath your nose in other climates, but around here you can do that.
You can.
That reflection, it really, yeah.
Yeah.
For a very even tan. Hey, we are joined by Kyra Wong. She is the owner and clinic director of Pain Free Studio in Park City. She works with athletes, patients, and recreationalists like us to relieve back pain and limitations. And we are talking about removing our limitations in this year-end edition of the Morning Mix. So in the spirit of releasing those, we have asked her to come on and talk to us about what restricts us and how we can move freely into 2018. Welcome, Kyra.
Thank you so much for having me.
So are you assessing us right now?
No.
Okay, good. That's a
relief. Too early in the morning for that.
I do notice that oftentimes I get up from working at my desk and I struggle even to walk across the floor. And I think, what was I doing in my chair that just kinked me out? Is that common?
Yeah, well, we're all working on sitting is like smoking, and we're all working on having our back not be compressed. And sitting consciously is one of the ways that we can help that. But often when we're sitting with our back too round and our discs compressed, and unfortunately, as we get older, that just gets worse. Discs lose their blood supply. And so it really takes conscious action to maintain the posture that you need to keep the space between the discs and the strength in your core and the alignment of your pelvis in sitting. So things like crossing your legs and rounding your back are one of the ways that muscles get lengthened or shortened or move, and things change the alignment, and eventually that leads to where things want to go sideways.
So do people, okay, so JW I know is going to talk about golf. But in a good way, because it's a passion. But like, I always cross my legs when I'm working, and I know I shouldn't, and I try not to. Is it the chair? Is it well, you're saying consciousness, so
Yeah, crossing your legs is essentially a habit, mm-hmm. and unfortunately, it makes the outside of the hip muscles long and the inside of the hip muscles short. And when that happens, then you go to stand up and you need access to the outer hip muscles to be able to hold good pelvic alignment and good spinal alignment. And they've been hanging out probably for hours in a lengthened position. And likely you've had one side way more than the other, because we usually cross one leg over more often than the other. And that begins to put a twist into your pelvis, that imbalance that exists. So one thing is, don't do it if you can think about it. Or how do we retrain that habit? That's one of the new things about this new year, is having the awareness of what are some of the habits, ways that you sleep, ways that you sit, ways that you spend time standing, that can create the imbalances that then we're working towards with some kind of program, perhaps, to get you out of it. But really, changing the habits will change it as much as almost anything else.
It's kind of funny, every once in a while you see a picture of yourself and you say, man, do I really do that? And so you have to be aware. You have to.
It's really the first step in anything, right? Yeah. In changing anything about what's going on, is to have the awareness of what it is.
To have your own paparazzi so you can review.
Oh, I
love
that.
That would be great. Or horrible. Do I look like that?
Oh, no, it would be good. You know, I know one thing I need to work on next year is my self-talk, because you mentioned my golf game and I go, you know, so I need to have better self-talk. I need to be more confident about my golf game. But yeah, I think you have to be aware of your posture.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus is one of the reasons that the method that I studied with Pete Egoscue became famous. He used it to get through an open after he threw out his back one evening and he had to play the next day. And he was able to use Pete Egoscue's method and using posture therapy and corrective exercises to get himself to a place that he could play the next day, just by working on the alignment of his body basically that night. And he still uses it through the day. And he will tell you that he's been able to have a better golf swing and have better awareness of his posture because his possibility of rotating on a stable pelvis is better.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it's not just your comfort and your performance, but also your presence. You know, you read a lot about people visually when they walk in and they have a physical posture, presence, presentation versus the people that come slouched and grounded.
Absolutely. We all know that if you say, oh, wow, that person's a little bit depressed, or take on the posture of a depressed person, then you create a slump. And if you say, like, oh, that person almost they're egotistical or they're over presenting, then they also are like lifting their chest way up and holding their shoulders way back. So that definitely happens from the inside. I think it's a lot of what yoga practice and other postural practices that cultivate some awareness of emotion also plays into. So what is the from the inside, what is the scaffolding from the inside? And even that feeling of love or brightness we talk about a lot, how do you bring that from the inside to hold the alignment on the outside?
You know, something else interesting that Jack Nicklaus said back in the 1970s, so it's, you know, 40-50 years ago, and this is just amazing for back then, and being sort of an old school guy that he was when he stepped up to the ball and he was about to hit, his hesitation before he hit, he would say, I want to get the energy right. So he knew what his posture had to be. He knew what he had to do as far as his alignment and the way he was going to swing the golf club. But but a very important thing for him was getting his energy in the right place. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, certainly for those guys at that point, the mechanics are learned and memorized and held, and they're not trying to mess with their mechanics in that kind of a game at that point, right? But being able to say, how do I hold the right space to stay in the flow, is a whole nother element of practice.
And a metaphor for 2018.
A metaphor
hold the
for
space and get in the right flow. I'm not having any resolutions or intentions or recriminations this year. I'm having a postural intentions. I guess that is an intention.
Yeah.
I'm going to work on it.
Hey, I'd like to go over to Elizabeth Harza and to Aaron English. You guys both stand when you perform. You did 50 gigs in 55 days. Did you have posture issues? What sort of things did you do to make yourself more comfortable on stage? And more importantly, when you were driving around afterwards?
We dealt with a lot of pain whenever we were on this tour. I think a lot was from driving. We were in the car sitting for 4 to 8 hours a day. Aaron sits when he plays, mostly because he does percussion with his foot on a lot of songs. And I stand, but the way the guitar pulls against my back, we were in a lot of pain on this tour at different times and was sleeping on bad beds, you know. So this is really interesting. And the leg crossing, it makes total sense what you said about how it elongates that, a muscle on the outside of the hip.
Yeah, we can just say the outer hip muscles. Yeah. There are a series of them, TFL and IT band. And
yeah, because then when you stand up from crossing your legs, I would notice I'd cross my legs in the car and then get out, and I'd just feel this weakness on the side. And that was cool to hear that that's another thing for awareness, you know, again, just being aware of the things you feel. I notice that my shoulders slowly start to round, and then I have to pop back up. But I almost get completely into the fetal position sometimes before I realize that I need to sit up.
Kyra, I wanted to ask you, Igoscu, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
I saw a video online where some folks that practice the Igoscu methods were showing some ways to alleviate sciatica pain. Is sciatica connected to posture?
Absolutely, sciatica is connected to posture. I said before, we're all working on maintaining the space and alignment of our backs, and the spine and where the nerves connect to the spine and the way that they go down into the leg, it just loses space as we get older unless you're really doing something to keep that space long and stay conscious about maintaining some curve in your back. So the sciatic nerve goes from the lumbar spine, the low back, down through the pelvis and kind of through some of the butt muscles and then down the leg. And it can be compressed for a number of different reasons, either that you have some arthritis in the facet joints or that you have a disc that's bulging or even down into the butt when people talk about piriformis syndrome and things like that. And it's probably the number one reason that people come to see me is they've had some kind of sciatic pain. And you can sit around with family at dinner parties and things like that and say, oh, have you ever had sciatic pain? And it, as we age, it's getting, the answer is more often yes. And it's really literally a pain in the butt.
Excellent. Okay. Because there's so many people that suffer from sciatica pain, and everyone's got rolling balls and foam things, and they're doing this and they're doing that. And I'm trying to figure out what really works.
Yeah, from my view, being able to fix the underlying alignment problem. So we talk about that your body is sort of like the car analogy. If you have an alignment issue in your car and you keep wearing a tire bald and you just keep replacing the tire but you don't fix the underlying alignment problem, that's a little bit what some of the other treatments can be like. It doesn't mean that you can't combine some of the other treatments, but really having your movement assessed and figuring out what's moving correctly and what's not moving and where your alignment is out to be able to shift muscles move bone. So when we use the right muscles to move the bones into the right position, we can hopefully make more space wherever the nerve is being pinched along the path.
And how can people get in touch with you, Kyra?
Painfreestudio.com is my website, and
Your contact information is there.
Yeah, my contact information is there.
Thank you so much for coming in, and we're all going to intend for better alignment in the coming year. Oh, JW just popped up straight. I think we kick it back to Elizabeth and Aaron for a next song. Cool. Do you want an intro, or you want to jump in with?
We'll just tell you that this song is called Wingless Bird,
And we're changing the mics around.
We're changing the mics around, yes. This song's called Wingless Bird. This is a song that Aaron wrote. He makes a lot of music videos, so if you go to YouTube and just search Aaron English, you can hear this song again. He's releasing a full-length album in 2018. We both have new music in 2018 together and as solo artists, and this will be off of that album. It's a story about finding freedom in your heart.
Aaron English, Elizabeth Harza, live on the Morning Mix.
This is the story of a wingless bird. She lived with three ordinary birds in a cage, so I heard.
was the floor of the cage, and theirs high on their perch, where they would sing of the wonders they'd seen and they'd heard. And the wingless ones saw the wide world through their words. The cage was their prison, freedom was their fate. So the wingless one listened as the other's plans were made. One day the cage was opened and the first bird escaped. He flew around the house till he was caught, his dreams betrayed. And that was the end of the first bird's escapade. And isn't it strange how in this day and age we lock up our hearts like birds in a cage? The second bird waited till the moment was right, fled the cage out the front door and into the night. Into the wide open sky, oh, the sweet gift of flight. He flew back to get his friends. Follow me, I'll be your guide. That's when he hit the window, broke his wings and his pride. The third bird he watched as this all went on. He said, escape is impossible. I'll stay here, but I'm gone. So his body remained, but his heart was withdrawn. He just sat on his perch. No, he never sang his songs. And no desire, no fear touched him from that moment on. And isn't it strange how in this day and age we lock up our hearts like birds in a cage? The cats knocked the lid off the cage last night. One bird got eaten, the others died of fright. Except for the wingless one, yeah, she was all right. She stayed calm, though she knew she couldn't fly, couldn't fight. She just stood in the corner and stayed out of sight. And isn't it strange how in this day and age we lock up our hearts like birds in a cage? The fourth bird, the wingless bird, never tried to flee. So the floor of the cage was all she'd ever see. She said, isn't it strange how in this day and age we rail against our lives like we're birds in a cage? I'm a wingless bird, that's all I'll ever be. And the cats may come hunting, but they'll never find me. 'Cause I may live in this cage, but my soul flies free.
Beautiful, but kind of creepy. Cats eating the birds. Beautifully sung, though. Our next guest is Mike Wong. He is a local entrepreneur, and he is the advisor to PC Caps at the high school, and they have put together the new sculpture. It's a kinetic sculpture that is going into the PC Mark, and I'm sure it's taken a lot of creativity and risk. And we would love to hear more about that update. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. That was a beautiful song.
Thank you.
That was awesome. The kinetic art sculpture has been a work in progress. It's a little behind schedule. This started with some CAP students about 6 months ago, last semester. And it's basically being built out of old skis and snowboards and sporting equipment that we've received from the Recycle Center. And quick plug for the Recycle Center. Fun fact, the day after Christmas, they had over 1,000 cars come by. So
I had to get waved in and told where to park and waved out.
Yeah, it's...
And I appreciated the traffic cop because it was necessary.
Carolyn and her team out there are doing an amazing job.
Yeah, and they waved to you because your posture was so good.
Okay.
They could see that.
So if you have more recyclables, please bring them by the Recycle Center, but also donate. And if you have time, volunteer. They can always use a helping hand.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Back to the sculpture. Because I'm so excited about this sculpture. It's like a Rube Goldberg concept, rolling things and elevators and drop towers, right? Am I making that up?
No, you're pretty much on point. So the skis and snowboards are going to be used as tracks. And what they are going to carry are Ico balls. Uh-huh. And this was a product that was created by three other CAP students about 3 years ago. So the concept is on the first floor of the MARC, there is going to be a bike and a hand crank that anyone can sit on or turn, and it's going to turn a helix, basically a corkscrew, that will pick up these plastic balls made out of recycled material, drop them into this machine, and they will roll around and turn tennis rackets and just turn fun things, and it should be a treat for your eyes.
It will be a treat. I love those things. They've got one at Logan Airport in Boston. You follow the ball through all the various mazes and everything, and all sorts of things are involved. But you're drawn to it, and you just love to watch it.
Yeah, hopefully this will be a distraction for people working out, kind of get your mind off lifting weights or running around the track.
So I think you did a pretty good job describing it. Is there an artist's rendition or pictures that people could go to a website, those that are not driving right now?
The students the first semester did a physical mock-up using a marble run machine.
Okay.
There's probably some pictures floating out there, but it's been morphing. We found out it's a hanging piece, and there's no one set of skis or pair of skis or snowboards that are identical. So dimensions are changing, and we're constantly shifting and moving things around. So the design has morphed over these last few months.
And it's not completed yet, or it is completed?
It's not complete yet. We were shooting for the end of this year. We're really close. There's, pun intended, a lot of moving parts. We're doing a lot of welding offsite, and it's a lot of volunteer hours from people and friends. Jim Hoffmeister is another local. He actually teaches welding at the Kimball Arts Center.
Right.
He's doing a large portion of this as well. So
to fit our year-end theme show, tell us a little bit about risk and creativity in this project or in other things that you've done, and how scary it is, or how those serve.
Sure.
Put you on the spot.
This has been, I've definitely pushed my limits, and I think I've pushed the students' limits who've been involved. Physically, it was a difficult piece to install because it's hanging from a support structure between the first and second floor of the MARC. So, whether we're using lifts or ladders to get up there, that was a bit of a challenge. It's hanging over your head. So I've had a lot of sleepless nights of wondering, hey, did I put these nuts on tight enough? Did we lock them down? What if the vibrations cause it to slip out? So it's a big risk.
Those have to be typical engineering nightmares, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You did the math.
We did the math. We had people look over the drawings. But I think anytime you're creating something, especially putting something out in the public eye, it's a risk. Hearing feedback, I'm worried. Are people going to like it? Are they going to enjoy it? Did the students get enough out of it? Did they learn from it?
Mm-hmm. And that's got to be interesting for Elizabeth and Aaron, too, as performers. You're always getting feedback, and you keep putting yourself out there. You want to throw in any comment about what one learns or how you get good at it? They're looking at each other, trying to decide who's going to talk.
Well, I feel like I've talked this whole show. I don't even think you've heard Aaron's voice, so that's why I'm looking at him. Like, do you want to say something?
Sure. What Mike's talking about is it's the combination of the practical and the creative. One of your concerns is that the whole thing might not be sound. And so from an engineering perspective, is it safe? Is it going to work? The other side is anybody going to like it? That's exactly what it's like to be out on tour. Like, let's execute and hope we get paid. And they're two different things. One is, as a working musician, are you going to be able to make a living? And the other is, are you going to be good? And they're two totally different games.
And good night after night.
Yeah. The balancing the creative and the practical is two completely different sides of the brain, of course. And you're juggling both of them constantly.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like, from both of your perspectives, or all of your perspectives, putting yourself in this vulnerable position to try to reach a new goal, a new height, a new performance. So congratulations to all of you for those efforts.
Thanks.
And, you know, unlike that wingless bird who just saw the bottom of the cage and called it good.
So let me take a shot at summarizing. So look back on this year, mm-hmm. the mistakes you made, the risk you took, and those sorts of things. Look at risk as your friend. Try to make more mistakes next year. Try to take more risk. Have some fun with it. Don't be afraid of risk. Go after it.
It's very freeing, the try to make more mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got to be safe. I understand that.
Right.
And you got to get paid. I understand that. And you want to be successful at it. I mean, you want people to enjoy your art, your music.
And gosh darn it, I want to have fun.
Take some, yeah.
So all those elements. All right, we're going to put this into a big stew.
Are we going to talk about dancing with our arms over our heads? That was a goal 2 years
ago.
That
was a goal, yeah. And some people remind me of it. If I don't have my hands up, they'll be like, what? Hands up.
Yeah, that's right.
It's very elevating in your spirit.
So perfect.
I throw that out there for everyone. We shall talk about weekend events. And there's the music. Well, while the kids are out of school, there are still several free movies.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Several movies being shown at the Park City Library, and one of which is today's free screening of Wonder Woman, and it's the new Wonder Woman. It's on at 4 p.m.
And tonight is Park City Gallery Stroll on Main Street and around Old Town. It starts 5-ish, 5:30-ish, and it goes until 9, 9:30-ish. And all the galleries are going to be open. There's a lot of original artists that are in town as well. So check it out.
At the Egyptian Theater this weekend is the sold-out run of the ultimate tribute show to Michael Jackson, Who's Bad? It shows Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8. Maybe if you know a Pharaoh member, you can get one of their tickets.
Ooh, I'll actually tell you right now, I think that show is totally sold out, and all the Pharaoh tickets are gone as well.
Oh, okay.
But I think it may be totally sold out, but go to parkcityshows.com and you can find out. Park City Film Series showing The Florida Project, screening Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
Live music around town tonight. We've got Steve Aoki is sold out also at Park City Live. I don't know. You could always stand out front with your finger in the air and see what happens. Cover Dogs are at the Spur. Moki is at OP Rockwell. The Poor and DJ Marty Paws are at the Cabin. And Michelle Moonshine is at Silver Star Cafe.
Well, that's it for Friday in Park City. We're going to move on to Saturday, the UOP U.S. Olympic Team Trials to select U.S. ski jumping and Nordic combined teams will take place Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 until midday. It's free to attend this precursor to the Pyeongchang Olympic events.
I was wondering if you were going to get that word.
Yeah, I didn't see it till just now.
Right. Pyeongchang. The annual Deer Valley Torchlight Parade takes place tomorrow night on the Big Stick Run. It starts around 6 p.m. and it's fun and free for all ages to go check that out. Wear your warm boots.
Yeah, live music for Saturday. Here's what's cooking Saturday night in Park City. Lake Effect at the Spur, Fiestas Latinas at the Cabin, Pixie and the Party Grass Boys at the Silver Star Cafe.
And you know that Sunday is New Year's Eve. Canyons will be lighting off the fireworks to bring in the new year. I always check that out.
Yes.
That starts around 7 o'clock at the Canyons Village. They've got other stuff going on with hot chocolate and entertainment in the village if you want to go over there early.
Lots cooking on Sunday for live music and parties on Main Street. Bad Feather at OP Rockwell. Park City Live is throwing their annual black and white ball. Rage Against the Supremes, wow, at the Spur. Get down tonight and DJ Marty Paws at the Cabin. And finally, the proper way is at the Silver Star Cafe.
What's going on over in Heber Valley? You had a long talk with them yesterday.
Yeah, well, our friends in Heber and Heber Valley, they got a lot cooking. Their Homestead Midway Ice Castle opened up yesterday, and it's basically, go to the website and find out what it is. It's basically 4 p.m. until 10:30, Monday through Saturday, through February 24th, and I believe it starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, but the thing's huge. They're adding more pieces, more lights. There's one of those little chutes and stuff like that, so that's going on. And the Midway Ice Rink has just opened, goes noon to 9 p.m., through March 3rd. It's Utah's largest outdoor ice rink. And finally, I think there's a couple of spots open. You're going to have to call them and get a check and check this out. Wasatch State Park is hosting the Moonlight Snowshoe tonight at 6:30 p.m. Give them a call and see if there's any room left.
Is it a it's not a full moon, is it?
It's pretty close.
It's pretty close. Wow. Yeah. Sounds lovely to go on a snowshoe at night.
Yeah.
Well, our next guest is Lisa Marie Labone. She is a writer, transformation coach, photographer, and mom of four. She's working on harnessing mind, body, spirit awareness and with transformative tools. She's going to talk to us, give us some nuggets of wisdom for our year-end show. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here. So we're all kind of thinking about 2018 and what we want to experience and manifest in our lives. And I have quite a few different things that I like to do. One of them that's worked really well for me is thinking of a theme song for the year. Another thing you can do is come up with a theme that's maybe a phrase or a word. And why we tend to do this time of year is the winter, you know, around the solstice is when there's the least amount of light. So there's this seasonal energy of kind of going inward and planting seeds in, you know, in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls for what it is that we want to bring forth in our life. And so there's this kind of creative womb process in the winter. And I think this is one of the only times during the year that all of humanity is kind of focused on this process of thinking about the new year coming forward and the energies of that. So everybody's putting their energy on, you know, the ball raising and this kind of ritual of the new year and what that might bring. So a process that you can use is to think about, you know, what it is you do desire, because desire is one of the most potent forces of life, and it's a very potent creative force. So thinking about your desires and what they feel like and what they might look like can give you an idea of a theme. Maybe you want to get empowered or become more loving or build something fantastic that will leave a legacy, or, you know, there's so many things, create something masterful, or a gift for the world. And so you can come up with some kind of, you know, an idea around that and give it a name, give it a voice, have a song, and kind of let that feeling build in you. So you can imagine around the first of the year kind of a wave growing in the universe, on the planet, in the ocean, in your body. And you use that energy to really build and fuel and feed that theme. And I'm sure you know, a lot of people set their New Year's resolutions and show up at the gyms, and everybody's there the whole month of January, and then it kind of drops off.
First couple of weeks, anyway.
The first couple of weeks. So that's the wave of energy that you are tapping into right now, individually and collectively. So think about, you know, what it is that you desire most in your life, and really sit with it and marinate in it, and just let that wave build, and just use it as a launching point for the rest of your year.
I think it's a great idea. The song should probably be something
I latched onto that too. I'm like, I want a theme song.
I want a theme song too. Something that makes you feel good, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
The song has to, and a song that will be able to handle some of the other things you're looking to accomplish, if it's empowerment or courage or, you know, whatever.
Absolutely, yeah.
So do you just bring the song back in at moments that you need to push the energy?
I do. I'll play it when I'm cooking in the kitchen, you know, in my car, if I'm on my way somewhere, just to kind of remind me where I'm at and what I'm focused on. And it's been very interesting since I've started doing that to see, you know, how that year ended up going for me and some of the things that I was able to accomplish or shift in my life with that kind of energy.
Wouldn't it be great if I knew some songwriters to help me craft the perfect song?
There's so many great songs out there. It's really interesting. And it's also interesting the process of how the songs arrive in your awareness. Where, you know, you could be in a shopping in a store and you'll hear this song and be like, oh my gosh, this is it. Or, you know, you'll just be out at a restaurant or it's on the car radio. And for this year, decided on a song that a friend of mine brought to my attention, and I just said, boom, that's it. Bonfire Heart by James Blunt. And I'm like, that's my song for 2018, because it's all about sparking your soul fire, which is what I feel very passionate about, you know, for myself and for everyone I know, kind of finding that inner fire of truth, of who you really are.
Yeah. So. You know, I was just thinking while you were speaking about that famous TED Talk by Amy Cubby, where she talked, and I'm not saying that this is true or not true. I'm just saying what she said. It's a very, it's one of the most watched TED Talks ever, where she talks about power poses, where you stand up, you throw your shoulders back, and maybe you imagine being Superman or Superwoman, and you just do that for 30 seconds or 45 seconds. And then they went into the lab, and they apparently saw some pleasure centers and
I think
endorphins.
You physically do Superman. You stand in the stairwell, whatever, and you spread your body out.
Yeah, and you get some good feelings. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, or if the science is supported. Well, maybe we should look at that on Cool Science Radio. But I was thinking about that when you were it's
absolutely because you're creating.
Speak the future.
You are.
Sing the future.
You're calling into your physical body, into your awareness, the energy that you wish to embody.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have that choice and that ability. But a lot of times, I mean, I know you had a posture coach on here.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of let life beat us down a little bit. But if we kind of take it back, and you can begin that in the body, but it's also in alignment with your soul, with your emotions, with your thought forms, your mental processes, there's a whole cascade effect, and it can start with the body.
Not to mention it being infectious to other people.
Absolutely.
And this is where I'd grab Aaron and Elizabeth for their thoughts on it, but you see musicians that are up on stage that have this calmness and this extraordinary confidence, and it leaks out to everybody. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That state of flow and harmony with self and something.
Any thoughts, Aaron, on that?
Mm-hmm. A musician is hired to inspire. And I, whatever your job is, living into that role with qualities that other people want, I think that's part of your job. You may be an accountant, but it's still your job to be confident and relaxed while you're doing somebody else's taxes.
Yeah.
The game is the same on stage. Give them what they want in themselves, not just in the songs, but in who you're being.
Well, I think I'm going to need to write that one down and put it on the refrigerator.
Perfect.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Lisa, one of your blogs on your website, you talked about belief systems and ancestral traditions, thought forms, cultural ideas, these things that that we carry around with us and limit ourselves. Any tips for leaving 2017 behind? How to put those things down like a heavy suitcase that I always think about, like, what if I just put this over here in the corner and I can come back and get it if I need it, but mm-hmm. I'm just not going to carry it right now. Any thoughts like that?
Actually, there's a really powerful technique that I learned quite recently. And basically, it's called a tapestry. And I've learned this from a friend of mine, Nancy. She's a local shaman in town. And it's just a beautiful process. And on a piece of paper, you state maybe 2017. You can just write the year down. You can do it for anything. And across, going across one direction, you write all the positive things that you experienced in 2017. And it's like weaving. So then going down the opposite direction, you write the things that were maybe not so great, that were difficult, a bummer. And then across on the bias, you write the positive learnings for that year, the things that you learned about yourself, about the world. And then around the outside of this tapestry, you write what you're grateful for, all the things in 2017 that, you know, you really do see were, you know, maybe difficult, but you learned something important from. And then you roll it up, and you basically light it on fire.
I was hoping there was fire.
Fire, fire is the most transformative element in the material world. So you can do that safely in your fireplace or someplace like that. And you just set the intention of releasing the teacher, which is the year, and keeping the lessons and the learnings.
Perfect. So as part of our year-end wrap-up morning mix, normally we talk about events and things that are going on, and this is how we're going to set ourselves straight to be able to take the most advantage of everything coming up in our new year. We want to thank you, Lisa LeBone, for coming on and talking to us. How can people find you locally?
Well, you can find me on my website, lisalebone.com. I'm on social media, and that's probably the easiest way.
Awesome.
We're going to take a short break for our underwriters. When we return, a final song from Aaron English and Elizabeth Harza. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Okay, stay with us.
Hey, have you been to the Swanner Eco Center? Do you know they have a climbing wall?
I love the Saturday morning snowshoe tours and learning about the wetlands. The exhibits are cool too.
Do you know you can go to the top of the observation tower to look for wildlife?
Connect to nature at Swanner Eco Center, located in the New Park Town Center.
Visit swannerecocenter.org for more information. Thanks to all our supporters. Swanner is a nonprofit organization and a supporter of KPCW.
G'day, this is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campus Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CampusCoffee.com.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Folks, this is KPCW in Park City, and you're listening to The Morning Mix, JW with Christy. We want to thank you all for joining us today. Get outside and have some fun. Christy?
We'd particularly like to thank our sponsors, Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix or email us at morningmix@kpcw.org. And you can always listen to this show again online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab.
And we are delighted to have Elizabeth Harza and Aaron English for our musical guests for the hour. They're going to take us out and move us towards NPR National News. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. We just want to give a quick shout out to Whole Foods Park City and Brian Richards at Mountain Town Music. We are playing the Songwriter Series at the Silver Mine Tap Room tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. We'd love to see you out if you're out and about in that area at Whole Foods. And we're going to leave you with a song with a good message like we've been saying today. Don't be afraid to make mistakes in 2018. The song's called Doves, and it's about needing to fall out of the nest so you can learn how to fly.
I'm coming down like the sun into the water now. Oh, I'm coming down like a dove into a world of shells. Oh, I'm coming down like a dove. Oh, like a dove. Oh, I'm coming down like a dove. Oh, like a dove. Oh, if you catch me, I won't need to fall. Oh, if you catch me, I won't need to fall so far. 'Cause I learned I can fly. Oh, as I learned I can fall. I learned I can fly. Oh, as I learned I can fall. Oh, I learned I can fly. Oh, as I learned I can fall. Oh, I learned I can fly. No. far, so far. I don't mean for more, so far, so far.